Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody. What? Look at this. Welcome. First of all, once again, behind the scenes vibe here. So we're talking about timing and clocks, and there's a little part in the opening video where it shoots me and I'm supposed to do something, you know, stupid or whatever. So I'm having a conversation with Sam about the timing of the, you know, because we're doing a 5 minute, we're changing the format of all of our shows to a 30-minute TV show, which is 5 minutes, 666. So we're talking about timing, and as I'm looking off the corner of my eye, I see this little photo of me, you know, coming up. I'm like, oh, that's not what I really wanted, which is basically me going, are we having a, so you understand, we're trying to direct. Anyways, welcome everybody to the Vegas Video Network. This is the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza. Huge crowd here today, at least 1.5 people.
It's like romper room. I see
Sally and see little Johnny, Scotty and Johnny see, and David yep. and Ira and Marie. And, uh-huh. Anyways, I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. And I'm joined by my not so nutty, but look at him. Does he look different to you? Does he look different? Oh, sure, the glasses are slightly different, but is that what makes him different? No. You're looking at a supervisor, yo. That's Pimpin' Wayne, yo. What's happening?
Thank you.
We're joined today, of course, in the great control room in the sky by he who will remain Jacob. He's over there waving. And, of course, she who is Super Sam. What's up, Debbie? Woo! Hey, here's what we're going to do today. I don't know. That seems professional, doesn't it? No, I had a plan, and the plan didn't come through.
The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry.
That's good. Yeah. Tell me another story.
A little literature for you.
Tell me another story, Uncle Wayne. Anyways, seriously, tell me a story, damn it. No. So we were going to have my wife here, but we're dealing with a medical issue with my mom, and so we're managing it. It went a little longer than we expected today. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe we won't. So Wayne has been kind enough to jump in here, but we're still going to talk a little bit about some things that scare me.
Ooh.
We're going to talk. What, spooky?
Spooky scary?
Yes. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on that, which is the Vegas Video Network, kind of exciting stuff. But before I say anything else, I want to say hi to Tony in Kentucky, who is Wayne's mom.
Hi, Mom.
See? We reach out. They say you're not really a successful show until you're international. Well, I think most people would argue that Kentucky really is a different country.
Yeah, it's got its own code.
It's crazy.
Rules, laws,
you know,
jargon.
Things going on. There's banjo players with big monster heads that are like walking around.
If you ever look at her Facebook, they go to events. You're going to talk about an event later here in Vegas. They go to an event called Hillbilly Days.
Hillbilly Days, which
yes.
is basically every day.
Essentially, yeah.
What's it?
Right. It's called Tuesday.
That's right. Exactly. What's today, Maul? Hillbilly Day. What day is it? Well, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? I want to get me a possum. I'm going to eat me a possum, and then I'm going to make me some burritos. Burrito possum again, Mom?
It's every stereotype you could imagine is true. I'll get calls in the wintertime. Oh, yeah, we couldn't pull into our driveway because they have to go up the mountain or down the mountain to get into the house. So we get the car has on, still on the street. We had to walk into the house. Or we've been out of power now for 4 days.
Whee-ha!
She doesn't have a southern accent. I'm kind of exaggerating that a little bit.
Can you do your mom's accent?
She grew up in Ohio her whole life, like me.
So
you can kind of tell. Her husband, he's got a little twang.
A little woohoo! Yeah. I'm gonna go out there and get me some possum and
yeah.
Anyways, hey Tony, when you come to Las Vegas, come on over to the Vegas Video Network, but keep the shotgun at home because I don't want to be shot. It'd be bad. Anyway, so we're gonna talk about we're not gonna talk about Tony in Kentucky anymore. That's been done. We will talk a little bit about the Vegas Video Network. Talk about things that scare me, and maybe a little talk about some shiny good news in what is a pretty scary area. This is the Vegas Video Network. Be right back.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey guys, what's cocktail of the week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hall? Oh my God. You know what? And tell cheap ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
More behind the scenes banter at the Vegas Video Network. While we were watching that show, that was produced by our good friend Pippin Wayne there, and we were all talking, hey, when's the next one coming? And Wayne's like, hey man, I wish this was VBN too, because I'm in a mood. I'm in a bit of a mood. I'm like, hey, I'm a supervisor, bitch. I'll do my next video when you give me real beer. Don't give me this freaking, oh, this is platinum. Oh!
Whoa! You think I show up with the cheap stuff anymore? Last time I brought 64, I was almost booed out of
man.
The room.
So I apologize, Supervisor Wayne. We're teasing Wayne a little bit.
I'll
because
spare you for now.
He got he was recently promoted, and we're all very proud of him, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of applause, of course, I want to say hello to the live studio audience. There they are. Oh, and of course to the live chat, the best live chat ever at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
They're just pretty, pretty people.
They're very good looking people. Mm-hmm. There's one who I think you probably think is exceptionally attractive, and
oh,
that, of
gorgeous.
Course, is Bob Scott. Mm. the joke there is Hannah is there, and that's nobody. That was a pretty well laid out thing.
It's fantastic.
Okay, fantastic. Hey,
segue.
Guess who hired a private investigator today?
Not me.
How's that for a segue? Daddy hired a private investigator. Stay tuned. This will be fascinating. But before we talk about that, other Vegas Video Network news. So we've teased a little bit on the Facebook about
you
stuff
are
going on.
You're a giant tease.
If nothing else. I'm a tease.
Even with the lights on.
I like with the lights on. What is this show turning into? Why is Sam leaving? Hey, wait, why is Jacob leaving? What have we done to our staff? Anyways, so some pretty cool things happened. And first, we're bringing back Talktales. We had Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie was our host for a while. Great guy.
Super.
Love the guy. Actually, one of my favorite guys ever. He's just a ball to talk to. His schedule, though, got so out of control that he was having a hard time just doing the show.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy beaver, that one. Mm. And he's pretty. You know what? I was out with him. It was a couple, kind of like a month or so ago. And we were at this event over at Royal House. And we didn't know we were going to be there. We saw each other in the audience. So we pull aside and decide, hey, let's have a drink. Like, all right, let's go. So we go to the Barrymore Bar, and we're sitting there. And there's this woman sitting by herself, eating dinner, having a drink. So she's here, and it was myself, and then Chris was kind of standing up. And funny thing enough, Chris decides to strike up a conversation with this gal. And oh my God, it was so much fun watching a professional work the room. I mean, she's like
ninja.
Oh, it was like
he slices, he dices.
It was just fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is, I'll just kind of lean back and let you
just
guys
start taking notes.
I could take notes. Wouldn't do me any good. I can't do that. I don't know what's going on there. So I'm watching, and she's like flirting, and you know, and it was funny. She's like, I thought you might be him, Zoe Bowie, but I thought you might be like some wannabe with kind of a crazy haircut. Now, I might have gone, hey, that wasn't nice, but Chris is the smoothest cat
like
ever.
Silk.
He's like
velvet crisp oil bags.
I get that. Meanwhile, he's like, I can close this deal. I close this stuff right now. Rikki-tikki, Yoto. Mm. He didn't, allegedly. Although, he left right then after. He went back into the Barrymore. No, he didn't. Anyways, great guy. But he's starting to do a lot more gigs on the Strip and elsewhere. So we decided to shut the show down for a little bit. I did a search for other hosts. And what we're going to do is we're probably going to do a couple hosts, rotating hosts. One of the hosts that we've already signed up, we're already in rehearsals. As a matter of fact, we're rehearsing tomorrow, I believe. Yes. Is that right? Yeah. Yes. Kelly Clinton. And Kelly Clinton is one of those entertainers. First of all, she was a guest on Chris's show and just crushed it. Just super funny, a good singer, great sense of humor, not an ego-y kind of person.
Which is a bit of a change of direction in this kind of time.
A little bit. Now, Chris had no ego as well.
No.
But yeah, trust me, you know, one of the things with that show is we've had a lot. There's Kelly. Great gal, great singer, she does the best Wayne Newton impersonation that you've ever heard in rehearsals where, you know, we're just kind of goofing around and she just whooped out this Wayne Newton. I'm like, wait a minute, that was awesome. Let's have you do that somehow. Anyways, we're also changing the show a little bit. We're adding a live music element to the show that we think is going to be pretty cool. So we're doing rehearsals with Kelly. She's got some pretty interesting people who I think we're going to be able to line up for the show. And she's professional. I mean, she shows up, she does good work, she's working hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm more happy with that. Somebody else we've got lined up, we're still working on it. There's some other people who've showed some interest in also hosting the show.
Oh, so you've gotten my application?
Yes. And you're in, Supervisor Wayne. And we've got another show that we've told a few people about that we're still working on. We've been in rehearsals. We've done about three or four rehearsals now that requires a disclaimer at the beginning of the show. So that's coming up as well.
Now, right. We don't just tell anybody, though. Have to either have a top secret.
We got to go right now because he doesn't know about the timer.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Boy, that 566 will get you, won't it?
It will.
Boy. Hey, here at the Vegas Video Network, if you'd like to get involved in this little thing, if you look at me and say, hey, that guy, I could do that. Well, first off, you can't. But if you'd like to continue to try, there are several ways that you can get a hold of us here at the Vegas Video Network.
How, Wayne?
Well, one of the easiest ones, I think, is email.
Oh.
You can email the show. And that email address is onairq@livinginlv.com.
Did I catch you peeking over at that monitor over there?
Well, I just want to make sure the glasses still look good.
They do.
So that's onairq@Vegas.
When you say still look
livinginlv.com, right?
Never mind.
Next up, hey, you know what? Maybe you're the type of person that says, I want to hear myself on TV.
Yes.
And not just TV, but the Vegas Studio Network. Mm-hmm. Clearly the pinnacle and the hallmark of all that is voice.
I like that.
You can go to our webpage.
Vegas hey, there you are right there.
Oh, look at that.
Good looking man right there.
That is. All you do, you click on the, we couldn't make this any easier unless we literally came to your house, put our hand over your hand on the mouse, and clicked the button.
And forced you to talk.
Literally. Right. Like the, that's
talk,
all in America.
Bitch, talk.
Right. Hit the start recording button. You say what you got to say. You say things like, wow, Wayne, you're looking very dapper this evening.
Nice glasses.
Exactly. And then I say, thank you, hon. I'll see you in a couple hours. And it sends, gets right to us. Maybe, like me, you have a brand new Mustang convertible.
Oh,
and you drive
my
around
God,
town.
Enough. Okay.
Maybe you're driving around town. You listen to the radio. Okay. KSHP 1400.
Right.
We're on there. We're on the Roku, the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube. My good, if it's on the internet,
we're on it.
Practically, as long as it's, you know, not filtered by Safe Search Google.
Right. By the way, has anybody searched us and not being able to find us? Because if we are being stopped by Safe Search, I got to talk to somebody.
I think it's
about
easy
that.
To say we're easy to find.
We're easy to find. Hey, and one other thing I wanted to say, speaking of fine, F-I-N-E, I would be.
But enough about me.
I would be remiss. Holy crap. Give the guy a freaking raise, a convertible, and some glasses, and he thinks he's Jesus. Sorry.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of fine, F-I-N-E, I'd be remiss. Booyah. If I didn't say konnichiwa, which is actually not the word I meant. Thank you. How do you say thank you in Spanish? Gracias. Gracias, mi amiga, to he who is Jacob, who sat in yesterday or last week and crushed it. Literally, an international response.
What doesn't Jacob do?
What, Jacob, what don't you do?
I try to do it all.
Okay, that would have been good if you're actually on the camera there.
No.
You're like a ninja. There he is. Hello.
I try to do it all, baby. I just try to do my part.
Just doing your part.
Just doing my part.
Anyways, he got up there. He did a solo show by himself. Awesome. So, to Jacob, I say unto you, thank you. Thank you very much. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Speaking of good man, Charlie Brown, what was 250? Oh, I have so much time left. Good Lord.
Yeah, we should probably get into some subject matter
Let's talk a little bit.
Hey. Right.
Hey, okay, real fast. Here's what we did this weekend. Here's what Wayne and I did. Wayne pretended to be Melissa.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the San Gennaro Feast. Here's a website. Okay. And nicely done. And so what we did is we went to this thing, and the reason why we went, well, first of all, okay, wait a minute, hold on. A lot of stuff we want to talk about. That's what a lot of our hosts are doing now that we're on this 566. Okay, we got to talk fast. And they realize, oh, man, I got another minute to fill now. All right. So the plan was actually to go to this truck brawl thing that they have over at Tommy Rocker's, where they have two big chefs do some cooking competition on one of those truck things. And what's that? Food truck, thanks. And I'm like, that'd be fun to do. Let's go do that. Melissa and I are older, and we like to do things early. So I'm like, well, let's go. It starts at 8:30. We'll go at 9:30. Yeah. Well, it doesn't actually start until midnight. And so, but we're there at about 9 o'clock. We pull in about 9 o'clock at Tommy Rocker's, and there's nobody there. And I mean nobody. There's two trucks. Hmm. We're like, okay, that doesn't work. So we pull around. Anyways, you know that technique where you slide a car?
Oh, the Rockford maneuver, kind of?
No, it's like there was a movie. What was it called?
Drifting?
Drifting.
Okay.
Drifting. So as we were driving around the Tommy Rocker thing and going back onto that street that Tommy Rocker's on, there's an area where people are drifting. Like, and I took a video of it. Here it is. No, I didn't take it because I did take a video, but I didn't bring it because I've only got a minute 16. Okay. We're going to do, by the way, after the show, there's a good chance it might actually happen. Because of all this talking. Anyway, so then we went to the San Gennaro Feast. It wasn't the plan.
Feast, not fest.
Fest, feast. Now, we'd been there, Melissa and I, many years ago. And
I remember it well.
It was, and gosh, you were pretty then as well.
And
so we decided to go and check it out again because it was at the Rio, which is different than where it's been before. And there's a lot of weird things happening and lights and rides that look pretty spooky. And we're going to talk about those rides.
When are we going to talk
about? And we're going to talk about why they scared the crap, why they could scare me. Some scared me more than others. And one scared Melissa that you wouldn't think would scare you.
Oh, cliffhanger.
It is. That's what we're going to do. That's a cliffhanger, kids. That's what we're going to do when we come back and talk about. And we actually have video. I did take video, and it's some pretty interesting stuff. Actually, one of the best things I've ever seen, ever, at a fair, we're going to talk about in about 10 seconds. 10? Did I say 10? I'm thinking maybe 7 seconds. It's hard to say. This is Vegas Video Network. Living in Las Vegas, we will be right back.
Hey, I'm Al Mann. Is that how you get them to do that all the time? Just sit there and be an ass. Is that it? Hey, I'm Al. Hey, I'm Al Mancini at Top of the Food Chain. You are watching the Vegas Video Network. We got big forks, big spoons. I got a big mouth. I got no guests.
Hey, you know what? I just got slapped by Jacob. And I should have been slapped. I deserve to be slapped. Why? Because it wasn't just Jacob. Oh, sure, he's pretty. And he was the on-air guy. But how does the magic happen without him? Sam. Sam did it. And I apologize for not actually thinking about that.
No sweat.
Truth of the matter is I've got about 1,000 things that I am not even going to begin to talk about. That I thought I was going to talk about, but I didn't. Like, I wanted to talk about cancer, but I'm not going to be able to.
Oh.
Maybe next week.
5666 doesn't like cancer.
Doesn't like cancer. All right. So, right. By the way, I'm the patron saint of, what was it?
Sleep?
Sleep, no.
Or rest?
I'm the sleeping priest. Now, that's the priest or Saint Andrew Scott. Well, I'm Scott Andrew. So, I'm the opposite. So
you're the waking devil.
Sleep, I'm the waking devil.
Yeah.
I'm the patron saint of the waking devil. All right, let's look at some video. All right, so we went to the feast, and I wanted to show some stuff because it was some pretty cool stuff. First of all, hey, guess what? This place was busy. I mean, stunningly busy.
Pat.
Here's a video that might imply that. Look at that. Lots and lots of people, lots and lots of food. By the way, when you think the San Gennaro feast, I'm sure you think of maybe snakes. That's right. You can see giant snakes. Wait, how about a monkey? Stop. Stop the video. All right.
A monkey makes everything better.
My God. I mean, like, so, I mean, we're walking down the aisle. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I think some, did that say giant snakes? I want a pizza. I really don't want giant snakes. Well, I'll take a shot of that. All right. Yeah, some a monkey? Why would I want a monkey?
How many times have we sat around the studio saying, if only we had a monkey.
You know what? This show goes over the top if we've got a monkey. All right. So they've got monkeys and you've got snakes.
Oh, my.
But then we saw one of the coolest things. This should be the next competitive thing at the Vegas Video Network. Take a look at this craziness. If all goes well. Look at this. People in bubbles.
Wow.
Look at that. Now, imagine if inside there was nitrous oxide.
Now, is that for entertainment or those people have like SARS or something?
So here's the plan. We're going to do a Vegas Video Network competitive thing, that golf thing. By the way, next time we do golf, the rule is no glasses so I don't get beaten by this guy. But so you get a ball, show the shot of the ball. We fill it with nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas, or amyl nitrate. Maybe we'll do amyl nitrate. How would he know that? I grew up in the 70s in Southern California. I know. Look at me. Look at that. Look at that. Watch her. Oh. I think she does a good fall. Let's watch that one. Oh, hi. I think so. Watch. Wait. Oh, no. That was it? Okay.
That's a fade to black.
So what a cool idea. So for those of you watching or listening to us on the radio, there's this ball, and then we put humans in it, which doesn't sound right.
No.
Gerbils probably didn't like it much either. But we did anyway. We put them in a ball, put them in water, and we let them run. Run on the water, people! Run! So we walked by there. We're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Anywhere.
Is this going to be the newest addition to Whitney Villa?
I'm telling you, yes. Yes. The first Whitney Villa show, the Whitney Villa pool party, we're going to put people in balls in the pool. Go. At races. See how far you can get to the end. I love it. All right. Then, you know, this next thing scared me to death. Now, I saw this from the freeway. I'm like, you know what? If nothing else, I got to shoot this. Because this is just stupid. Check this craziness out. So here's a metal ball. Yeah, metal ball that, like, oh, and there you go.
Is that an amusement ride, or are those people auditioning for NASA Space Camp?
Look at that. So I have to describe it to folks who are listening. Basically, it's a ball thing, metal cage, and you get it in there under these wires, and then it's basically let go of a switch, and you go flying up. And the best part of this... besides the puke bucket that was off to the side, true story, was they had a video camera sitting on the cage looking at the victims. I'm sorry, the riders. You can see it there, as a matter of fact. If you roll it back, you'll see that little yellow camera. Yeah, see that camera right there? So that's a live video camera, and off to the side is a little booth that shows these people in real time sitting there. Now, what's crazy about that shot is in the video that they're watching, you're leaning back, and that video is right on top of you. So when you launch, it doesn't look like anything's moving. It looks like the earth is moving behind you, but you're just sitting there. So you see people, you know, like this. Ah! You know, I'm freaking out! Hey, is this the third or fourth segment? Oh, well, good night, everybody. Okay.
Hey.
So again, oh my God, after the show, we're going to show some other rides that, well, you know what? This time goes by pretty fast, I must say.
Maybe like cruising down the road in a Mustang convertible, it just flies
like,
by
what
you.
What is going on here? Anyways, hey, thanks for watching the show.
Yeah. It was great having y'all.
Today you've learned nothing on the show, but in the after the show, that's when the crazy stuff's out. We're talking about private investigators and other things. Living in Las Vegas, people say, we love you. We'll see you next week. So now we're just kind of just talking. We're off air, and now we can get dirty.
Ooh.
What we did last time is we had a camera pointing at, I was actually in the audience, and so we had the camera pointing at her or me in case she wanted to engage. So like you could take camera four and do that if she wants to talk. It was pretty cool. Do we really want to go through these videos now? We probably do. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So the intent of the show... Do you want to be on or no? If you don't want to be on, we won't put you on. It's up to you. All right. Get a mic. There you go. We can actually say, is this safe for pregnancy or not? Perfect. See, now we have a way to suck you in. All right. So here are some of the... So what was funny about this was, as we were going through this...
Oh, it's after the shop, I'm going to pop a button.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Now you're a little hair.
It's like loosening the tie, you know? Nice. Jerry Lewis in the first 10 minutes of the telethon.
Right. All right. Let's check out the big number, the tote board.
Still zero.
Oh, crap. So Melissa and I were going through this and kind of going, would you ride that ride or not? And we're like, it was surprising which we would ride and which we wouldn't. So
now I have a feeling I have the same tolerance as Melissa. So I'm not
really
playing Melissa here. I don't like rides where I have to entrust my life to somebody who doesn't fill high schools for them.
Yeah, well.
So that pretty much eliminates everything.
Well, most people are, you know, I think somebody else said, before I decide whether I'm going to ride the ride, I look at the operator. Mm. Those people are carnies, man. Carnies don't
care. Excuse me, sir. How many fingers do you have left?
Did you go in the haunted house?
Well, we started the ride last week, and it damn thing got away from me. What do you mean you got away from you? That's not okay.
No.
We're going to skip that. I'm going to go look at the monkeys and the big snake because you are scaring the hell out of me. All right. So let's go through our videos here of the rides that we saw at the San Gennaro Feast. All right. So this one here.
That's a no for me.
Yeah. Okay. And just stop at that one. So that one there, basically you're doing this spinny up and down, upside down thing. It just goes up and down. No for you?
That's a no for me.
And why?
The upside down factor.
Yeah. It's a no for me because it's run by a carny. No. It's a no for me. Probably, I don't know about the upside down thing.
So you see those everywhere, though.
Yeah,
every amusement park set up in a mall parking lot or a vacated Circuit City has that in it.
Yeah, yeah. And I forget what it's called. Oh, yeah. Pendulum Death, I think it's called. All right, this next one was fascinating. So it's called the Viper. Let's go look right at it. Go full screen on that bad boy. So there's a Viper. And the reason why we shot this for a while, and we kept it going, if you watch, there's a really heavy guy right there. See him? Right there. You see him? And so we're watching this. First of all, there's no way I'm getting on that ride for a variety of reasons. I don't like circle rides because they make me dizzy.
Yeah. I would say no because of the dizzy factor, not because of the safety or the upside down. I would just, yeah. I would get off that ride like I just drank a case of Platinum.
So we're watching this, and I'm taking this video, which I thought was pretty good video, Sam. I mean, it was what you followed. I picked the subject and watched it, and that guy was like a heavy guy. I was like, that, you know, attaboy, don't be afraid. Get your ass up there. Hmm. And I'm like, shh.
In the meantime, there's probably like a 250-pound weight limit on that ride.
Well, I'm like, just, you know, I was
passed him through.
I was actually worried for him because I thought he was going to get out. I mean, he looked like he might fly out. I'm like, all right, we gotta keep going. All right, next ride. Here we go. This is the Orbiter. Mm. And so I'm looking at this. I'm like, well, it doesn't look so bad. And then I see this. I'm Whoa. Like, oh, man, you've got to be kidding me with that.
Yeah.
So things spinning around, going in circles. And so here's Scott's idea. Pass.
See, when I look at that, I say to myself, in worst case scenario, that breaks, I land on my head. The swingy ride, that thing breaks off. I could live. You know, might
Which
lose
one?
A leg or two. The one with the large guy on it.
Yeah. Oh, you could live with that. You'd be thrown off at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, but
you'd hit a big snake.
You could live.
Snake
I wouldn't land
you.
On my head. That ride, I'm landing on my head.
You're going to be flying into the snake. I'll be all right. Boom. Is that a boa? Flonk. Oh, I've just been eaten by a boa. That sucks. What a bummer. All right. So the Orbiter, no. Next one. This is a classic ride. This ride brings me back to my childhood. The Flying Bob. I'm not sure if you guys remember that ride.
Yeah, my favorite.
That ride is everywhere. It's at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. I mean, it's everywhere. It's such a great ride. Would I go on it? No, because it's a circle ride, and circle rides make me sick.
See, I'm gonna go yes on that one because it's not a tight circle like that swings.
Right.
It's more elongated. I can handle that.
Okay. All right. So we're good with it. Now this next one, I really do believe that Saint Andrew Scott, the devil, or Scott Andrew, whatever, I forgot what it is.
He's not the devil.
Probably designed this. Wait till you see this crazy crap here. All right, go ahead. Now watch this. So I got an arm, you know, and I'm spinning these people around, and okay, that's not so bad. All right, and the arm is spinning around the people spinning around. Yeah, that's. But wait a minute. Wait, is that arm rotating? Holy crap! You know, rotate these people upside down. Oh my God!
Okay,
upside down. Wait a minute. Let me put you back up again. And they do that three or four times.
Watching that made me dizzy. The best way to describe that, it looked like a salad spinner that was bedazzled.
It sounds like. Hey, how's that feel? Poor. Okay, let's do it four more times.
I gotta say, so far, I think all of these would put me in labor.
Right? Oh yeah. We should have asked. Are these pregnant safe?
Was there disclaimers? On the rides?
Was there disclaimers on the rides?
If you're pregnant?
Yeah. I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would probably bring
pregnant
her.
Pregnant women can't do anything.
Did you bring her exposure down a little bit?
I will.
She's pretty bright. I'm sure there was. You had to be so tall and not be pregnant. And don't stay away from the...
Or if you were pregnant, they would let you ride if you bought two passes.
If you bought two passes.
Right, because they were...
I'm just thinking that's not really a... How I want to set up my son for life is, oh, you were born, you know,
imagine
in a carnival with all the carnies.
He'd come out all spinny. Hey, Mom. Of course, he wouldn't be actually speaking English at this point. He might be. If he did, he'd be like this.
He'd probably be better English than the carny.
Right. He speaks better English than the carny.
Right. He'd have more teeth and more fingers.
Right, right. Well, that's not a high bar. Right. What did you used to do? That ball that joke people up. And hey, Sam,
I pushed the start button.
Yeah. That'd be good. Hey, look, everybody.
Bartender.
It's Sam.
Hello.
Hey, Sam.
I don't know what camera we're on, but Wayne?
Oh, why not?
Sure.
Well, you know, I'm buying. Why not?
By the way, we met Tamala. Tamala's awesome. That's
Fantastic.
All I'm going to say.
Fantastic.
Tamala is awesome.
Awesome. Who's
Super.
Awesome?
Tamala.
You know who's even awesomer? The team of Scott and Tamala playing that shuffleboard game.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Did she brag about that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She
That's what I'm that talking was... about. We were unbeatable. I think we did lose one.
Yeah.
With some outsiders.
Yeah.
You definitely lost one, Scott, because at the end of the night.
Let's not hear your talk. You're pregnant, and you're not. You don't have your right mind. Oh, that's nice, Jacob. Thanks, Jacob.
What did Bradley say?
Oh, that's
oh no,
nice.
No. He turned to the guy who was in. He pointed at him. The guy's in the corner too, and he goes, that guy. Someone cut him. Cut him right, and he starts doing the thing with his leg. Cut him in the Achilles. And then the guy turns and slow looks at Scott and glares. And Scott goes, not that guy, the other guy. But he's in the corner. There's nobody behind him.
Scott's backpedaling at this near point.
Well, I'm too pretty to get in a fight. I'm a sportsman, not a fighter. Everybody knows that. Thank you.
Cheers.
Honestly, though, you were standing there with Brad and Bob Scott, and so you had some big guys around you, really.
I'm really kind of changing my idea of the after the show audience part. I think I may have made a mistake here.
Well,
the first time we did this, I was the audience, pretty safe. All of a sudden, I've got a crazy pregnant woman telling stories that could not possibly be true.
Needless to say, we won't be back to the PTs on Flamingo.
You know what? I will say this about the PTs at Flamingo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. No, I actually had a good time.
It was fantastic.
I, as far as I remember, I had the worst hangover. I had one of the top three worst hangovers ever the next day.
But somebody was playing fantastic music on the jukebox.
Prince. Little Prince.
Yep.
I have to. You know what we have to do is a Vegas Video Network karaoke night. Because one of my favorite karaoke songs is Kiss. Me.
You can hit that register?
Easy.
Oh.
I've only done one karaoke song in my life, ever. And it was Rick James.
Wait a minute.
What's that song?
Super Freak.
You've only karaoke'd once in your life?
Once in my entire life. It was Super Freak. And by the way, first of all, those words are harder than you expect.
Yeah.
But I got them. And standing ovation. What in Long Beach, California? Standing ovation, karaoke, Rick James, Super Freak, Scott Whitney.
Wow. Everybody was drunk.
Now, see, I've karaoke more than once, but I only karaoke. There's only two songs in my karaoke repertoire.
Yeah.
One, I got to leave you hanging until we have a karaoke night, just to bust it out. Right, the second one is Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
You know what? I completely get that. No, I see that. You have a Right Said Fred-ish look to you.
Kind of. I'm bald, German, you know. I wear fishnet shirts.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I have the spot for it. I have the spot for this karaoke adventure.
Where?
I went Friday night and stayed till 4 a.m.
You karaoke?
Yeah, in a crazy place over on Nellis called Buck's Tavern.
Would Sam be anywhere but a
you
crazy place?
You know Buck's Tavern?
It's a little dive bar over
did you
on
sing?
The east side. Sure, I did four songs that night.
What'd you sing?
My best song is Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Because I love that song. Mm-hmm.
That's and, difficult.
Then I sang three or four other songs and got, you know, had a good time.
But what's it called?
Buck's Tavern.
Where is it?
It's on Nellis near Washington.
Seth, the idea.
Nellis. How about something in Las Vegas?
No, I'm just telling you, it was an easy
says
place to sing karaoke.
I understand that.
Everybody was cool.
Have you been to the one at Ellis Island?
Yes.
Is that good?
But that's like for professional singers.
Is it really?
People in there can really rip it.
Oh, that's not good.
You go
what
to
about
Bucks,
Chinatown?
Everybody sings, and it doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah, I like that better.
No, I've heard Chinatown, you rent it out by room, which is good if you're doing a group
that
event.
Good for a bunch of us?
What's that?
Chinatown?
Chinatown. You rent out,
the
like,
Asians
they don't
karaoke.
Have, like, a big karaoke where you're karaoke-ing to the whole bar.
But
they have separate rooms karaoke where you, like, get a table and everyone karaoke's within your group, but it's like you're just your group.
Oh,
so that's perfect for a group.
Is right
that
up our alley.
Safe.
Yeah, right up our alley.
Right. I had heard that at Ellis Island, if you're not good, it could be rough.
It can be. Yeah, only the good singers sing there.
Well, I don't
that's
need
no
that.
Fun. That's not.
What's Jacob's karaoke singer. Resume?
Jacob, what's your karaoke song, brother?
Proud Mary, Ike and Tina.
Yeah, I sang that one Friday night as well.
Oh, look at this.
We can maybe do Tina.
I'm bringing people together.
Wow.
Do that.
You know what we played last night? In this very studio? In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Which was really supposed to be in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
No, it's in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, but he was...
Don't screw with a classic 70-minute song.
That is the lore, though.
Oh, my God. Don't. Who are you people? God.
Yes,
unbelievable. Yeah, let's do after the show, Scott. Good idea, Wayne. Yeah, hello.
One more time.
Anyways,
now that we got this 5-6-6 format.
Maybe competitive. We got to figure out how it.
I'm still waiting for bowling. When was bowling?
I'm thinking competitive bowling / karaoke.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
You could start with bowling and go to a karaoke joint after.
I love that. Two pieces. Oh, that's it. That's it. So you do it. You got a karaoke. You got a bowling score. And then you combine it with the karaoke score. The overall winner wins.
There you go.
How do you score karaoke?
Yeah. Who's the judge on the karaoke?
You have to give everybody a ballot.
I think you have to let the audience at the joint.
Yeah. You give everybody a ballot.
Well, but
they put down their
Chinese restaurant thing, and we do the individual room. It would only be the people who show up.
Yeah.
I think whoever doesn't sing karaoke should be the judge.
Everybody sings.
You gotta do karaoke before you do bowling, though, otherwise you'd be all winded.
No, you gotta do the bowling first because you drink while you bowl.
That's right.
And everybody knows drinking makes you better at karaoke.
Everybody knows that. Even your fetus. And the chlorine.
I'm at a disadvantage on both the bowling and the karaoke.
When do you download?
August 8th.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my mom's birthday.
That's my birthday, too.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Huh.
It's a
so
good
you're,
day.
So you're a hardcore broad. God bless your heart. My mom's a broad, and I love her.
Oh.
It's good. It's a good. That was actually a compliment.
Okay, it was like, broad? Good. Yes, I'm good. A female.
So you're was that a Leo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Who cares about that? I mean, but it's good.
Horoscopes.
So
your day has many challenges ahead of you.
You're not a Leo. The kid's going to be a Leo, not you. Well, you are. Wait, are you going to be both born on the same day?
If he's on time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
you
really
can't
cool.
have that.
Yeah, well.
You got to cross your legs, go at least one day different.
No. Wait, my brother-in-law is the day after, so, you know.
You know oh. So you
yeah, I don't want to give him a bigger head than he
is. Just jump up and down the day before, August 7th. Go August 18th. That's one of my daughter's birthday.
Go to the San Janeiro Fest.
Go to San Diego Fest, and we'll show you the next ride to go on.
Yeah.
No, I'll put you on that ball that throws you.
I could
you
have him this
weekend.
You'll
have a ride called the labor inducer.
You'll download that kid, not even know you dropped it.
I know.
We'll
get off the ride and have a brand new baby.
Perfect. How about that?
Yeah.
Right.
You want to look at some more rides?
Why
come,
not?
Why not? Let's go look at some more rides.
You haven't said yes to one yet.
Okay, this one I would do yes on. This is a big Ferris wheel.
Oh.
Melissa would say no to this.
Really?
Yeah, and there's another Ferris wheel that one actually, as we start to talk, and she's like, well, that one I might do because it's a bucket, but I'll show you the next one that she will absolutely not do.
I know what you're going to show.
So the next ride here, this one starts off like, oh, that doesn't look so scary. That's not so bad. Roundy, roundy, all right, small pendulum. Wait a minute, holy crap, these guys are doing 180.
Wow.
Like, you know what? What freaks me about all these rides is, look at that. You know, carnies are running this. No, here's the other question. So you look at this, and in the food court there had to be 70 food courts there. I mean, 70 food places.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ton of food, plus
hence
all
the
these rides.
Engineer.
I mean, it was just a ton. Now, is this a thing that tours to other cities?
Yes.
So this whole group of guys go to these different cities.
Yes.
Is that right?
But yes.
It's not supposed to be.
On their website, it says what the next city is. Check it out here. Hold up one sec.
San Janeiro feast days
like
once in September.
Rhode Island. They're going to be in Rhode Island in July.
Oh, from Vegas to Rhode Island.
And then they're
going to
be back here in September. So it's the same group in September.
They're back here in September?
Yeah, September 11th.
For the actual, true Saints feast day.
Now, are they going to be back at Rio in September?
Let me check.
No, I believe that's when they go up in
Summerlin.
They were in Rio
Parkway.
In September, the last September when they were here.
I'll tell you how I know that.
This was packed.
I used to work for a store that has a location right there on that Grand Canyon area, and that store during San Janeiro Feast would have a huge spike in theft.
In theft?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of store was it?
It was a department store.
Theft.
Yeah. Theft. And when that festival, I don't know if it's the people that work for it or the people that follow it, but literally we would have bolos be on the lookout for gypsies would come in, switch the price tags, do return fraud, receipt manipulation. Absolutely. Yep. We would despise that week of the year because of as in the security and surveillance fields, it would drive us crazy.
So if you want more people stealing stuff, See you in September. Okay.
It's not in Summerlin anymore. I went in September for the actual Saints Day.
It was
at
where
the Rio.
It? Silverton?
I think by the directions on their website, it's going to be back at the Rio.
Yeah, it was at the Rio this last September, too.
Rio is smart. You're going down south on 15.
You can see it.
You can't miss it. Yeah. I mean, that parking lot is basically right next to the 15. You can't miss it. So you're seeing the, you know, the crazy ball of death flying in the air and the all that, and then all the tents, all the food and the people, it was packed. So if it were me, I'd be like, put me into Rio. I mean, I don't know what their deal is there, but okay, more rides. So that one right there, I only got to show a little bit of it because
that
Melissa will not touch that ride.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I used to ride that when I was a kid, and I don't know if I can handle it now. It's
why is it tough for you though?
Being on your head, just on your head.
So that's the same. But what was the one that we saw before that tipped you over? So that one, the big pendulum one, would you do that one?
If it keeps going, sure. Yeah. It's just I don't like to be on my head like a long time.
The problem that Melissa had with that one is the confinement.
Oh, that's crazy too.
You know, she has a little bit of a claustrophobic issue.
And so everything falls out of your pockets too, and that really.
Oh, that was the other thing on that. Remember that one that did the devil spin thing? So they have like. There was when they were starting it and we started videotaping, there was a lady or a girl actually who was like looking under the ride. I'm like, I guess you lost something, eh, princess? And you know, she's got one of the carnies. And the carnie's like, it's gone. It probably flew and hit a snake in the eye over two rows down. You're not finding your purse, princess.
No.
Off you go.
You can pry it out of the monkey's hand.
Did you actually go see the monkeys and the snake?
I'm not paying a buck to see
a monkey
at this thing.
Well, yeah, in September when I went.
You went and saw the monkey?
Yeah, but, you know, you think that you get to go in there and play with the monkeys, but no, they're in a glass little cage.
How do you play with a monkey?
It looks sad.
So you don't. That's the draw.
You don't get to play.
You don't get to.
Then why would you?
I didn't know that.
We're here in Vegas. You pay a bunch of money.
They were adorable.
They were a monkey.
They were adorable, but they were a little sad looking. So
of course,
you feel like you know.
There were carnies in a box.
Well, I have to buy
the monkey.
You know, you're making a donation towards their toys and bananas.
To what?
Right, not the World Wildlife Fund. That's for sure.
What do you think you're donating to? You're donating to the guys so we can get another 6-pack of beer and a pack of Marlboros.
Bananas for the monkeys.
Marlboros, right.
Maybe toys
for
them?
Carny.
I don't know.
I would prefer about
like cat toys? They're little. They're little monkeys.
Wow.
They're not like
worse.
Like
they're little because
they're the
only way that story
like
gets worse is if when after she pays her dollar and the monkey's just sitting there, they come out with a cattle prod and zap it so it does something for a dollar.
They actually had one of those
the monkey that gets worse.
What are they? Those monkeys?
Organ grinder?
Yeah, they had an organ grinder monkey at the outside. We were walking out. And the organ grinder monkey's like, I hate this job.
Yeah.
This job makes me angry. Yes, I would take a dollar, you idiot from the east side. But
was he waiting for his novel to be published or his single to break on the radio?
I don't know, but I'm like, oh, man. And I whispered to the little monkey, at least you're not in the monkey box over there because they're by snakes. And I bet you if you don't perform, you get eaten. He's like, wee-wee, Mr. Whitney. You may go now. All right,
it's
good.
French
I gotta
monkey,
go.
French monkey, obviously.
Huh?
French monkey.
At the Italian fest.
I feel like. Oh, good point. Okay, so what went wrong with that was I did the wrong accent.
Okay.
How do you do an Italian accent?
Guido. That's closer.
I got nothing.
Hey, yo.
Can we go back to Kentucky? I got a Kentucky. Yeah. Hey. Let's go get us some blossoms and go get me a gator. That's all I got. All right, moving forward. We're almost done with this torture. That right there, that ride terrifies Melissa more than any other ride in that whole place.
Don't tell me because it moves backwards.
No, because it's that Ferris wheel that has that open kind of thing right there. And she said that in her past, she was with somebody who rocked it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, and that was a problem for her.
Yeah.
I believe his name was ex-husband number one.
Ooh.
No, I don't. Yeah. That wasn't it. But that one freaks her out. Okay, so that was all the rides. So what I want to ride on all those? the amyl nitrate ball of water, Joy. I'd get in that one. Everything else, I don't do spinny. I do the bucket, which you call it Ferris wheel, because it's, you know.
You know, the problem is, though, with everything else is everything else on there looked just like the Space Shuttle Challenger. Probably 35-cent O-ring away from front page headlines.
35-cent O-ring. That's awesome.
Well, Scott continues to appreciate that.
That's awesome. I would go on that. I would pay for somebody to go on.
Here we go.
By the way, right, it comes back in,
September.
An idea. So that was all done with a flip cam, by the way. So I can give, okay. I have to think this one through. I need to find somebody who's slightly emotionally unstable. Wayne? Mm-hmm. No?
Okay. No.
I'll put you in that ball of death. I mean, the bouncy ball. Now, it's $50 for two people. It's a lot of money. But I'll put you in there. If you put my flip camera in front of you as you go up.
That's probably very doable. You can put that in a pocket or under a shirt. Yeah.
I want you to cry a little bit. Not a lot. I don't want you to be sobbing. Just a slight tear that maybe floats as in your descent, and then comes back down, lands on your cheek, and floats back up again. I think that'd be awesome.
You know, Bradley might do the ball thing, but I don't think he'd cry.
He would if I stabbed him.
What if we edited it in post?
I could just make him cry. We have the capability. Hell,
we're doing post.
We'll make him cry in post.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But Brad's like, hey, wait a minute. I didn't cry.
Yep.
As far as you know.
Like the girl who didn't get a beat on prom.
He's kind of one of those big burly guys, so that might be a little bit funny to watch a big burly guy like that crying.
Big burly guys. I bet you if I told him the white dogs die early thing, he would cry.
He is really attached to our animals.
You know, with those little, you know, quarter-inch screws, that lock into place, tell them that story.
Right.
And then after you tell them, then they shut the gate and he goes.
Stop. I'll say, that was Velcro. It doesn't work very well. That was phase one Velcro. That's holding you in. Good luck. That's a lot. Anyways, I have to show one other video here that's really quick. The best part of this was gelato, drunk people dancing, and this band here, which is the Temptations cover band. I can't hear it. Because when you think Italian, you think the Temptations.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, they killed it.
Really?
I mean.
Now, how much of that was the alcohol talking, though?
No, we didn't. I didn't. We didn't drink it all.
Not so much you, but the crowd.
Oh, it was a big crowd. The stereotypical, really drunk, you know, kind of
front row. Everyone gives a little space too, because you don't know where the projectile vomit's going.
I wonder if that was a promotion for the Rio, though, because don't they have a Motown thing that they do Wednesday nights?
I don't know. What? Really? What?
I think so. It comes up on house seats, or it used to.
Is it a Motown?
It's not.
There's some like Motown.
They did a Rat Pack thing.
They do a Rat Pack thing at Rio. They don't. I don't.
There's
know
some
about
Motown,
Motown
thing that goes through town. Anyways,
these guys killed it. And they did the coolest version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Didn't shoot it, actually. I should have. These guys were awesome. So, September, somebody's going up in the ball of death. Jacob?
No way.
Really?
Nate.
You won't do it?
No.
How about you and I do it? Because I won't do it either.
All right.
Oh, wait. Hey, wait. Let's not acquiesce so quickly, shall we? Because I will cry like a little girl. Really? You would normally not do it?
No way.
Really? No. So if I said you and I will do it, you'll do it?
Yeah, only if you hold my hand.
Okay.
Didn't take long to be
talked
into.
I'd go in splash ball.
We'll do an amyl nitrate based
like
mash
pony
ball,
of...
and then we'll get in the ball of death, and you and I will hold hands, Jacob, and we will fly to infinity.
And beyond.
And beyond.
If the straps don't hold you well.
Right. Then I'll hold on to him. Please don't let me fall. And next thing you know, we're snake bait. All right, everybody. I think we're done. Anything else? Wayne?
No, except for how would, if I wanted to contact you, to how
we're,
would I,
we're after the show.
We're done? We're
nobody, oh, okay. Nobody cares anymore.
We did have one comment here in the chat, though.
Really,
about,
one? Outstanding.
Going back to the old karaoke stories.
How come we don't have a green light for that?
Well, I couldn't quite get it to go from here.
Really?
So I thought I'd just, and this is more informal, so all right. Here we go. Doug in Las Vegas.
Hey, Doug! What's going on, brother?
He said, and this is not a bad idea, do a VVN karaoke in studio so everybody can see.
I love that.
Oh,
how do I love that.
Here's the
we
problem,
the karaoke
though.
Machine and have a karaoke
drunk
time.
Memories are easily forgotten. VVN memories last forever because digital film, digital video does not.
We did. Well, so here's the best part about
degrade.
That. We launched the Vegas Video Network. I will never hear the end of this. My mom doesn't let me forget this. My mom was here when we launched the network, October 2nd, 2010. And I was nervous. I was nervous. This was a big deal. I spent a great deal of time and money and effort and blah 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 blah. So we did the launch, and it was basically me kind of talking about the vision of the network. And we got through it, and I thought it went pretty well, and everybody else thought so as well. We had lots of food and lots of booze. So after I was done, I was pounding alcohol. I'm like, oh my God, I did it. And I spent the rest of the evening basically watching the replay of this. And about, I don't know, 15 drinks into it, I don't know what it was. I'm like, my mom doesn't let me forget this today. Today, I'm like, I killed it. I killed it. Man, I killed it. Jackie is here, and Jackie will tell you, yeah, you killed it. Well done. But I'm like, no, I killed it. And so I'm like, you know what? I really like this place. I'm spending the night. I'm sleeping here. Melissa's like, what the hell are you talking about? You're not sleeping here. Nah, I got a couch. I'm just going to be here. No, you're not. Get in the car. Ricky Tiki, let's go. All right. So... yes, the video can be seen of all that can happen here. But the good news is not everything gets videotaped. Versus last year, we did our first year anniversary. There was a lot of carousing and drinking and gambling that went on. None of that was captured. See? Safety. But I believe the karaoke part would be filmed and captured. So I love that idea. Sam, you're in charge.
All right, coordination.
You didn't like the Cinco de Mayo story with the, so just know that, that could be filmed.
I know where the cameras are. by the way, it is eventually, I do have some say that what goes out on our network. So if I said, I don't really want me puking on my TriCaster, can you cut that out? Yeah, it'll probably get cut out.
NewTek doesn't warranty that.
Right. They're like... we would take their warranty, Mr. Whitney, but there's puke all over it. Did you do that? No.
That's ironic, because when the network started, Melissa wouldn't let you stay here. And now as the network progresses, usually after every Living in Las Vegas show, Melissa mandates you sleep here.
What has happened?
Wow.
That was nice. It's fun. It's no, no wonder we have him on the show all the time. He's like the little angel here that says, you could be a better man. I'm like, screw you. Get in your car and your new glasses and quit being mean to me. And the little Wayne over here is like, I still love you. I want to have your baby. Gets that? No, probably not. All right. Anyways, we're done. Karaoke in what month? What are we thinking? July.
Okay.
June. June or July?
What do you need July for? Are you going to practice?
Doesn't
you either
matter.
Can do it or you can't.
Oh. Where do you get a karaoke machine? A good one. I don't want a crap one.
You rent one. Rental. It's a rental thing.
Is it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Can you look into that?
Yeah. I'll do it.
All right. So we're going to do live streaming. Do you think that might prevent some people from performing?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, that's
so we may have to do the remote version.
What does that mean?
Like, we take a camera with us.
Oh, just shoot it, and then we'll play it back.
Exactly.
I still think we should do Chinatown, and then people can have.
All right, so maybe we do that. That's probably better. I love the idea of a live version of that.
Yeah.
I really love that.
We could bring the TriCaster to a bar and just set it up and
we could.
Karaoke.
You know what? We could. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Go ahead and put that all together. And
we could do that. That wouldn't be hard. Yeah, as long as they have internet access, I can tell you how much upload we need. Oh, that'd be hysterical.
But why don't we just, if we're going to take it, do that, why don't we just do it here?
There's a cross-promotional opportunity there. Somehow.
Yeah. Well, because they probably have a bar.
Yeah.
Right, because,
and the environment.
Because clearly nobody's ever brought liquor into the Vegas.
Probably the environment thing. I'm thinking the environment might be more conducive to that. If it's in like a little room, they feel like, oh, we're safe. I don't know what those two cameras are in that big blinky box over there. Don't worry about that. There's nothing to be seen here. These aren't the droids that you're looking for. Keep moving forward.
That's right.
That's what we'll do. All right, so that's what's going to happen. Within the next X months, we're going to do the bowling thing. We're not going to film that because it's not going to be pretty. And then karaoke, competitive karaoke on the Vegas Video Network. What? That's why we're huge. All right, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for showing.
Next week, you should come up with odds as to who's going to win what so people can place their bets.
Oh.
We need a gambling.
I'm just going to say.
What are those tables called where they segment it?
Tote boards.
Wait. I love that idea, Jacob.
The last time I karaoke'd, you can ask some people we went with, I was kind of a big deal.
Oh, man. You haven't seen me perform, have you? Standing ovation. Rick James. Just so you know.
Yeah, but you're a one-song pony.
Oh, no. You have no idea. I'm gonna kill Rick James just to show you. Then I'm going to go off and get a little kiss. And then, I don't know, I might rock a little Ice Cream Man. What? Mm. Oh, I might actually bring a guitar and play that thing live.
Oh,
what?
No. Whoa.
What?
Whoa,
I might rock that just to show you somebody might be a musician here. And then I'm going to do the Indigata Davida drum solo.
Nice.
I used to know that.
Particularly at the end.
Right. All right, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. By the way, next week, Mary Poppins.